It's time now for an encouraging word from the Lord. Get ready for a supernatural lift in your spirit as we prepare our hearts to hear from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. We now enter into a moment of inspiration. Here's Dr. Ty Dixon.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon. I want you to get ready for another exciting series entitled Stop Messing with My Mind. Have you ever had thoughts and imaginations and things come to your mind and you say, how do I get my mind clear? Got an answer for you right now. Get your pen, get your paper. Your life will never be the same. I recently preached this powerful message at my home church in Jacksonville, Florida, Will for Jesus, where Bishop Elijah Johnson is our senior pastor. If you've ever traveled in the city of Jacksonville, come by 5000 North Main Street where God is moving in a mighty way. Get ready for Stop Messing with My Mind.
We're going to hide this word in our hearts. We're going to recognize the tactics of Satan. As you turn to Philippians 4, verses 6 through 13. Philippians 4, verses 6 through 13. And I'm going to be reading from the Christian Standard version of these texts of scriptures because I do want it to be clear as to what we're trying to say. Just to give you a background on Philippians and some of the other books of the Bible, Paul wrote this when he was in prison. Somebody say imprisoned. And we find that Paul was often imprisoned. He was often chained. He was persecuted for Christ's sake. And we find that the prison was not like prisons that we know today. It was where you can sit down and read and go play basketball and you have three meals or two meals or however they want and your clothes are clean. It was nothing like that. As a matter of fact, the prisons back in Paul's day was like dungeons. Somebody say dungeons. Dark holes where they would put them down in that dark hole. And in that dark hole, it was so dark that sometimes you couldn't even see. It would be almost black dark. And not only was it in a dark hole, he didn't have shower facilities or anything like that and couldn't really be clean or anything like that. But he was filthy. Somebody say filthy. The body was filthy, and if I can get graphic, it was sewage in there sometimes because it just was sometimes. And they didn't feed you right in that place. And if you want to lose your mind in any place, it would be a dark, filthy place where no one cares. Have you ever been in a dark place where you felt like no one cared? So Paul was in an element, somebody say the element, where you should have lost your mind up in there. So as he was in this dark, filthy place where it seemed, somebody say seemed, like no one cared for him, he wrote this to the church of Philippi. Philippians 4, beginning with verse 6. Don't worry about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, somebody say thanksgiving, present your request to God. Can you imagine being in that place and telling those believers on the outside, don't you worry about anything, but you give thanksgiving to God. You pray your petition known to God with thanksgiving. And it goes to verse 7. And the peace. Peace in this word is translated the inner calm and tranquility of God, which surpasses My God, I need somebody to walk with me, which surpasses all understanding. Can you imagine Paul saying, I'm in this dark place. I'm in this dismal place. I did nothing wrong but preach the gospel. Yet there's something on the inside of me that's giving me a peace beyond my understanding, because I'm thanking God in all things. He probably saw some rodents and rats, and he probably said, God, I thank you for your goodness. He probably saw the sewer line get just messed up, and he probably said, God, you're so glorious. In other words, your environment does not dictate what goes on the inside of you. And he had to tune in to what he chose to focus on. Somebody say focus. And then it says, which surpasses all understanding, will guard. G-U-A-R-D. Military people understand the word guard. It means to keep watch over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. In other words, if you want the peace and the tranquility that surpasses all understanding, you've got to give God praise, you've got to give God thanksgiving, and you've got to guard your heart, and you've got to guard your mind. Stand in guard. Stand in guard. Say, these plants here are guards, and they're guarding me. These plants, if they're guarding me, they are not to move, because they're guarding me. And see, I want you to capture something. The blood of Jesus is guarding you, and it will never lose its power. The only way a person can go left field in your mind is if you step to the left. But as long as I stay covered, give God some praise, honor him in all ways, stand focused, I'll have peace that will surpass all understanding. I will have peace that people can look and say, my God, how can he handle all of that pressure? I am almost certain that when those people got that letter, they was like, what? He's in prison. And he's telling us, don't worry about a thing. I'm telling you, somebody out there is looking at your life. The enemy will make you want to think that you don't have what it takes. And why is everybody always picking on me? You know, Charlie Brown syndrome, man. If I had this and if I had that, I should have, would have, could have. But God wants you to know tonight that somebody's looking at you and they're just waiting you to stay guarded so they can look at it and go, wow, what the power of God is doing. Look at somebody and say, somebody's watched you. So we're going to go here. And Paul is telling us something. He's teaching us something in this. He said, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true. Now that's a rabbit test right there. Is it true what's in your mind? Have you tested it yet? Did you follow up on it? Who witnessed to that? Is it true? And the place you're going to find truth is the promises of God. Regardless of what it looks like, it's the promises of God that's true. If the enemy comes from the north, the south, the east, and the west, the word of God says no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. So where do you stand? Do you stand looking at the wind and the rain and those things that are coming against you? Or are you going to stand in truth and say, no weapon? are you going to have a pity party, or are you going to put a praise on it? What's true? The word of God goes on to say, whatever is honorable, whatever is just. That word just means right according to God's divine standard of holiness. Is it just? Is it according to the standards of God? Is it according to the standards of God's holiness? And if it's not, why are you thinking about it? Look at somebody say, stop messing with my mind. Whatever is pure. Pure is translated as morally clean and undefiled. The devil wants to defile your mind. Because if he can defile your mind, the rest of you is defiled. Unclean. Polluted. Look at somebody say, I thank God I'm holy. And covered by the blood. Whatever is lovely, pleasing, kind, and gracious. I got to rewind on that one. Got to come back to that one. Whatever is lovely, pleasing, kind, and gracious. And what God is saying tonight, stop thinking about how bad somebody treated you. Stop meditating on that. Some people have one person treat them unkindly and 10 people treat them good, and they fixated on that one. Somebody can be somewhere crying. Let me tell you how the devil can move. Somebody can be somewhere crying because somebody hurt their feelings, and somebody else can come with a tissue and say, don't cry about that no more. God got that. And there was talk about the one that hurt them for the next hour. To the point that the one that's trying to comfort them just said, don't pick up that phone. Here they go again. With that same old story. Focus on kindness and gracious. Amen. Pleasing and kind. Whatever is commendable. If there's any moral excellence and if there's anything praiseworthy, highly regarded or thought well of. That's what you think about. Highly regarded and thought well of. That's what you think about. Somebody may feel like I didn't get a pay raise or they don't pay me right. And you forgot about the time they hired you. I'll say that on this side. Somebody is upset because they didn't get a pay raise or they don't feel like they've been paid right. And they forget about the shout they did when they said, you're hired. Stop messing with my mind. Dwell on these things. Do what you have learned and received and heard from me and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoice in the Lord greatly because once again you renewed your care for me. Now the story behind that, the church of Philippi was poor. They had very little means. And the last time they had given Paul anything was 10 years ago. I want y'all to catch this. He's in prison. He's in these horrible situations. On the outside, and he looks forsaken. He's writing to a church who has very little means. The last time they gave him something was 10 years ago. And he's thanking God for them.
You've just heard another encouraging message from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and a moment of inspiration. For more life-changing messages from this powerful ministry, visit her website at www.tydixon.org. That's www.tydixon.org.